Welcome to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. My name is Bree. I'm 22 years old, a newly married wife, dog mom, and a nurse. I think you'll like this podcast if you love all things self-care, healthcare, and just some random things about life. Thanks so much for listening. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. It has been a long time. We took a little bit of a break again. I'm sorry, life got crazy. I know I always say this, but life got crazy. To catch you up, I had some health issues. My little baby Betty Lou here, if you're watching on YouTube, had some health issues, but we are all doing better. And we are back and better than ever, baby. But I'm so excited. Today's episode is my little self-care is in bloom event recap, and I cannot wait to just fill you guys in. So let's backtrack. If you don't know, my friend Mel, you might know her as Mel's Crafty Corner, and I put on a little self-care event. We had it in Milwaukee. It was last week, Wednesday. And this was my first time ever hosting an event. Mel has hosted an event before, and it was amazing. Like, I cannot even tell you how great it was. Our mission really was to just, we feel like a lot of things don't really happen in the Midwest for healthcare workers and nurses, especially like during Nurses Week. We noticed such a decrease in event, or like there's like nothing that happens in the Midwest for nurses, we feel. And a lot of things happen on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we were like, okay, what can we do to change that? Like, let's do something over here. And we, as this is our little collab, self-care is healthcare. So we are both really big mental health and self-care advocates. And we were like, why don't we do some sort of self-care centered event? Because nobody takes care of themselves as much as they should, especially not healthcare workers. And we called it Self-Care is in Bloom, and it was so good. Ah, so great. So it was a ton of planning, a ton of work, if I'm being honest, but it was so worth it when we were there and saw everybody having fun and all of the feedback. We got such great feedback, which means the world to us. Everything was worth it. Like seeing people take care of themselves and have a night for themselves. And we had swag bags that gave people resources, a bunch of goodies in there to hopefully continue the self-care journey at home. And it just really is something that we were both so passionate about. And I think it can only get better from here. But I wanted to backtrack a little bit and start from the top. So we went to Milwaukee. My best friend Trish and I drove Monday. I worked Monday, and then I was supposed to get a spray tan, and my poor spray tan lady came down with the stomach bug that's going around, which I got the, I think it's norovirus. I don't know 100% sure. I obviously didn't go get tested. I'm just guessing. But I think that's what I had, and I got it from one of my patients. And it was horrible. Like, I've had a stomach bug before. I've had the stomach flu before, you know, whatever. No, this was like multiple days of horrible nausea. Like, it was terrible. Terrible. And I do not wish it upon my worst enemy. Like, but I was supposed to get a spray tan before leaving for the event, and my poor spray tan esthetician came down with a bug. And I was like, I am so sorry. Like, it is absolutely horrible. I hope you feel better. So I was at work, and I was frantically texting Brandon because I was out of fake tan. And I was like, hey, could you go to Sephora? Well, I think he actually offered to get something for me first before I even asked, because he knew that I really wanted to not be as pasty. And so he ran to Sephora for me and got, I don't know how to say it, Saint Tropez, I don't know. But that is the fake tan that he got me, and I actually really, really liked it. I was a little nervous though, because it was an express tan, and it said to wash it off, I think, after 3 or 4 hours, and the drive itself was over 3 hours, and I obviously couldn't shower on the drive. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be way too dark. But it was perfect. Like, could not be any better. Came home after work. I showered really quick. I gave myself a little fake tan, and then I was on the road. I literally cried saying goodbye to Brandon, which, like, sounds so silly, but, like, considering I was only gone, I think, for 3 nights is what it ended up being. But I literally cried. He cried too. because, I mean, he was really bummed that he couldn't come. He couldn't get off work. And of course, he wanted to be there to support me and support Mel. And it just wasn't able to happen, which is a big bummer, but I, like, totally understand. I was like, it's okay. But I also was, like, sad. This, I think, is my first time leaving him since we've gotten married. And I don't know, it was just, like, a big bummer. But it's okay. You know, we're good. We're good. So I then drove, picked up Trisha, and we started our drive. I think we got on the road at, like, 6-ish. We got to Milwaukee a little bit after 8. And because we do have a time change, so we gained an hour on the way there, which is really nice. And we went straight to Mel's house. Nicole was already there, my friend Nicole Leanne. And Nicole Leanne 6 is her username, but Nicole was already there. I'm sure you guys know who she is. She's amazing. We love her. Mel picked her up from O'Hare on the way, or earlier in the day. And it was so nice being reunited. So they both came to my wedding, which was in December, the end of December. And just from the start, like, we really hit it off as friends, like, all three of us. We all became friends at different times, but, like, I clicked instantly with them. Like, it's crazy. Like, we could talk for hours, and I feel like I can get along with people decently well, but, like, I don't always feel that, like, instantaneous click, and, like, I just felt they have such a good energy, and it's just so, they're just such, like, positive, radiant lights in my life, and I'm so thankful to have them in my life. But they came to my wedding in December, and we all literally cried saying goodbye because we did not know the next time that we were all going to see each other. We hadn't even thought about this event at that point, let alone Nicole coming. Like, I am so thankful that she came. Like, it means the world to me that she made the trip all the way from freaking California, flew here for us, to support us for our event. Like, that is a true freaking friend, and I'm so, so, so thankful. Like, it literally means the world. I can't believe she came all that way for us, and it was so nice being reunited. Like, we did not think we were going to see each other again this soon. I thought maybe I would see Mel, obviously, a lot sooner than Nicole, just because we live so much closer. Like, it's a drive, a quick drive versus a plane, a flight, but it's so nice. And I'm actually going to see at least Nicole for sure, Mel hopefully too, in May. So saying goodbye this time was definitely not as hard because we were like, okay, it's a see you later. It's a see you soon. It's not goodbye, you know. But they seriously are the best friends. Like, I am so, so, so thankful for them. Like, we just, like, get each other, you know. It's just, we click, we fit. And I took it off because my hands were really dry. But Nicole got us all matching rings, and it's a sun and a moon, or a star and a moon, and it is so freaking sweet. It's basically like we shine brighter together is the meaning behind it, and like she gave us this whole little quote, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I'm so lucky to have you guys in my life. Anyway, though, so we got to Milwaukee, where we reunited, big ol' hugs. And I got to say hi to Cody, and I got to say hi to Chance. That's Mel's husband and her dog. And then we headed over to our Airbnb. And funny enough, this Airbnb building, Mel used to live in there. So it was like really nostalgic. And we thought it was great. Like the pictures, she looked great, like great potential, clean Airbnb, good area. Yeah, we walked in there and boy, oh boy, were we wrong. Number one. Okay. I booked it, so it was under my name. I was doing all the communication, and I was messaging them all these concerns, all these problems, and like I feel like they were honestly gaslighting me. Number one, they had no toilet paper. We walked in, you know, put our bags in, whatever, walked up like 2 flights of stairs, and we all had a bunch of bags, like we all are overpackers. And I was like, there's no toilet paper. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's like check all the cabinets before we overreact. We found some crazy things in there. There was a broken mirror, like condoms, random like sheets of toilet paper in one drawer that like honestly were like crumpled and like, I don't know what was happening with those, but nothing we could use. There was only one towel or 2 towels total for 3 nights. for four people. I'm sorry, what? Everyone has to share, apparently. And then the kitchen sink was full and like had a bunch of junk in there. I don't even know what was in there. It was disgusting. There was like hairballs. We found like hoops, like girls' earrings. Like it was just not cleaned very well. It wasn't stocked well. And I messaged the Airbnb host and I was like, hey, like these are all the issues. What's going on? Like, we don't even have toilet paper. It was literally 10 o'clock at night. And they said, did you check the closet or did you check the drawer or something? And I was like, yes, I did. I'm not stupid. We checked everywhere. And they were like, there should be some in the closet. And we're like, there's not any in the closet. So I don't know what you want me to do. And they're like, you can go to the store and get some and we'll reimburse you. And we're like, go to the store after all of us have been traveling at 10 p.m. Like, you would have thought that this Airbnb, like we were assuming this Airbnb had toilet paper. Like we were not planning on going to the store at 10 p.m. Luckily, Cody, Mel's husband, came and dropped some off for us. But oh my word, I was like, that is not very good customer service. Like you guys messed up and you're not fixing it. Like DoorDash some or something. I don't know. I just expected more out of them. But maybe my expectations were a little too high. But we honestly made the best out of it. You know, it wasn't the cleanest, wasn't as good as the pictures. We definitely got a little catfished, but we made the best out of it. And honestly, like, it didn't really matter where we were. It was more about, like, who we were with. And being with all them just made my heart happy, and that's all that matters. But we did end up ordering some pizza. We were supposed to get pizza from a certain place, but it had closed by the time we had settled the whole situation. So we ended up getting toppers and we got mac and cheese pizza. And it was so freaking good. Honestly, this whole trip, like most of what we ate was dairy. Like I think everything was cheese. Like it was like cheese and carbs and bread and pasta. Like that's all we consumed. And I was like, I need nutrients. My digestive system is like not working well right now. I'm like low-key lactose intolerant too. So it was just, but it was so worth it. The food was so good. It was so good. So then we stayed up way too late. We watched The Bachelor after the final, not after the final rose, The Women Tell All. And Nicole watches it and Trish watches it. Mel doesn't watch The Bachelor anymore. But it was so fun watching it actually in person because, like, we always talk about it and it's just so surreal, like, when I'm with Nicole in real life because I'm like, oh my gosh, because we do Wine Wednesdays every week. Like, we are constantly talking. All three of us talk, like, all the time. It's just always, you know, we have group chats. We talk separately. Like, it's just so nice actually being with each other in real life. I'll never get over it or take it for granted. But then, yeah, so we went to bed way too late, like maybe 2 a.m. I don't even know. And that's like 3 a.m. my time. It was late. I don't stay up that late. I'm a grandma. I go to bed early. Like midnight is my cutoff normally. But I was like, okay, you know, we're all reunited. We have so much catching up to do. Like you got to stay up. You can't go to bed right now. And then Tuesday we woke up, we slept in a little bit. I think I woke up pretty early though, because there was no blackout curtains. And like, as soon as sunlight comes in through the room, I'm up. That's just how I am. I think I woke up at like 7. I was up before everybody. I got ready. And then we went to Mel's house and put together all of the swag bags. You guys, I will never get over these swag bags. They were worth over $200. We had 75 of them. We had literally had a little assembly line and made them all together. There was stuff from Tarte. There was stuff from ColourPop, Built Bar, Kind Oasis, Bubbler, Element, Cleans and Bleats, and a bunch of small businesses, Dry Bar, Frantic Owl, Her Crescent & Co. Like, I can't even think of them all right now off the top of my head, but we are so thankful for everybody that supported our mission and our values. Like, we wanted to provide tools and resources for everyone that came to continue the self-care journey on their own at home. And, like, I'm just still mind blown over how generous everybody was and how everybody wanted to give so much and help and be there for everybody and participate in our swag bags. And it just, I will never get over it. It seriously means so much to me. And it's just so crazy. Like, we never expected it to be as big as it was. And it just, I don't know, it's so surreal. But we put all the swag bags together and then we went back to the Airbnb and we got ready for a girls' night out. First, we went to Pomona And that was where we held the venue. It's a little brewery and we had such good food. Okay. They have sweet, if you live in Milwaukee or Wisconsin and you can drive to Pomona, get their freaking sweet potato fries. I am like a very picky fry girl. Okay. Their sweet potato fries were so good. They were so crisp and like the texture was just amazing. The flavor, amazing. So salty, so good. We also had a few cider flights. My favorites, if you ever go there, were True North. And I really liked, I don't remember if it was called Ginger Apple or Apple Ginger, something like that. There's ginger in it. I think there's only one ginger one. That one was really good too. Obviously, if you like ginger, if you don't like ginger, you're probably not gonna like it. And we got soft pretzel flight. We got what they call girl dinner, which is like basically a little charcuterie board, which I love. Like I call them charcuterie boards, okay? I'm such a charcuterie board girl. It had chocolate on it. It had prosciutto. It had nuts, like everything you could ever want. It was so good. And then after that, my stomach was full, but we kept going. We kept going. We went to the Journeyman Hotel, and I think it was called The Outsider was the bar there. It was so pretty. Mind you, like it's winter, right? So they have these garage doors. They're all closed because it's cold. But in the summer, Mel was saying they open them all up. It would be so pretty to go back in the summer. And we got espresso martinis that were really good. They gave us some champagne, which was delicious. And then we were leaving. Mel knows the guy at the front desk. They went to school together. He gave us these little bears and they were so freaking cute. And I don't even know where I put it. I was going to give it to one of my nieces or the dogs, but it's so freaking cute. We were dying over how cute it was. And then after that, we went to the Pfister. It's a hotel. Spooky, spooky vibes in there, okay? It's a really old hotel. Spooky, spooky, spooky vibes. But we went to the bar in there. It was called Blue. I got a really good drink. It was some sort of spritzer. I want to say like winter spritzer or something was what it was called. It had an Aperol in it. I'm an Aperol girl. I love Aperol spritz. Like it was delish. And then we went to Dorsia, which Dorsia is like a little Italian restaurant and they have pasta flights. When I'm telling you, okay, I just need to take a minute. When I'm telling you, this was the best pasta I've ever had in my life. Like I'm not even being dramatic. I got I think you can get five and it comes on like a little charcuterie board, a charcuterie board, right? And I got Alfredo and it's like a big heaping chunk. Like it is a chunk of pasta. I got Alfredo and I got pesto. And I honestly think, okay, I was so full at this point. I honestly think I took maybe 5 bites. Okay. And I took the rest home and I ate it. I think I ate it for breakfast. No, I ate it after the event. Late after the event, that's when I ate it. It was so good, you guys. I can't even tell you. Like, I wanted to keep eating it. I was like, I wish I had room in my stomach. But we had so much food at Pomona and then a few drinks. And I was like, I literally unbuttoned my pants at the dinner table. I'm not lying. I was stuffed, okay? But it was so good. And then after that, we went back to the Airbnb, Mel did my nails. They're pink with little flowers on it and they matched hers. And we watched the Eras Tour. Trish went to bed, but Nicole and Mel and I stayed up probably until like almost 1. And then we woke up bright and early. It was Wednesday. It was our little event day. And we started out with getting blowouts from Dry Bar. Mel gets blowouts from there all the time. I've never gotten one. And that was the first blowout I've ever gotten that has actually made my hair last, like curls. My hair does not hold a curl very well at all. And so I honestly think I'm going, why am I like touching my hair like it's like that right now? No, this is not the blowout. This is, I slept with my hair wet and did absolutely nothing to it. But it was so nice. Like, and so fun doing it all together. Like we were all sitting right by each other. It was like a little girl's time. And they were so nice there. It was amazing. I seriously want to look into getting their products and seeing like if I use them, I can somehow get the same result and the same lasting curls because I struggle with my hair holding a curl. The only time I can get it to hold a curl is if I do heatless curls. It just does not like curling irons for whatever reason. But it was so good, so nice, so fun. Then we went and looked at Anthropology. We just did some browsing. I don't think anybody got anything. And then we went to the Public Market. I got a really good breakfast Sammy there. And then I was like, I need nutrients. Like, all I've had is cheese and carbs, and like, I can't tell you the last time I had a vegetable or a fruit or anything with fiber, and my stomach was feeling it, okay? And I just like was not feeling good. I had a headache. I was like dehydrated. We were not drinking enough water. And I was like, okay, you guys, can we go somewhere else? And so we went to a juice bar, and it was actually really, really good. I got a little like juice shot and a juice. It was so affordable there. Like, so I think everything, I got both of those things and it was $12, and every other juice place I've gone to, like just one juice is like at least $12. I was like, wow, that's really nice. And then we went and packed up all the things at Mel's house and put them all in my car and went back to the Airbnb, got ready, changed. Mel and I both had little floral sweaters that I found us at TJ Maxx that were so cute. And then we headed over to Pomona and we started setting up, and all hands were on deck. We had all of our vendors coming in then. So Dry Bar actually came. They were doing a braid bar for everyone. We had a chiropractor, Chiro One, come, and they did some spinal assessments. We had Refresh Aesthetic come, and Mel's really good friends with a few of them, so they were great. Jess was great. And then Nurse.com, Kat Golden came, and she brought her friend Shelby. They got such great photos in the photo booth, and it was just so great. So we also had 18 raffle prizes, and all of the proceeds went to Operation Happy Nurse, which is something I love. Operation Happy Nurse. I love Shannon. I have been in contact with her for a while. Mel wasn't really as familiar with them, and I was like, Mel, like, this is something I think we should do. Like, they're so great. I love everything they're doing for the nursing community. Like, I would love to help them. And she was like, oh my God, yes, I love this. This is like everything we stand for. So we decided we wanted the proceeds from the raffle, which everything from the raffle was donated. And we were so, so, so thankful to everyone that donated. We had fire department coffee, Gales, a few local like Milwaukee businesses, Dogtopia, Pomona, a few small businesses, Michigan Thread Headbands, I think is their name, Mel's Crafty Corner, I Made a Little Basket, and Pacifica Beauty. I'm trying to think of them all. I can't think of them all right now, but so many businesses donated, and it was so nice. And the raffle was so fun. So many people won. We actually had a lot of, like, believe it or not, repeat winners, which is so crazy because, like, there were so many raffle tickets sold, and like so many, like we shuffled them really well in the little containers that they were in, and we just had, it was just some people's lucky day. But it was so nice that we were able to raise money for Operation Happy Nurse. If you haven't checked them out, like, check them out. They have such great resources for nurses, mental health resources, therapy groups, support groups, just all the things. They have a really good podcast too. And I just really, really like what they're doing for the nursing community. And last May, I went to San Diego. They had, during Nurses Week, a concert. And I'm going this year to San Diego as well, and helping out and doing all the Operation Happy Nurse things. So I'm really excited because it's such a great organization. And anything that we can do to help them, I'm like, yes. Immediately, yes. So I'm just really thankful that all the people bought raffle tickets, and, you know, we raised a good amount to donate to them, and I'm so thankful, and they're so appreciative too. I talked to Shannon, and she was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, so we had a bunch of self-care stations. So we had friendship bracelets, we had puzzles, and there our self-care's healthcare logo was on the puzzle, which was so cute. And actually, some people were struggling. Okay, I'll be honest, I haven't done the puzzle. I'm not a puzzle girly, okay? Puzzles give me anxiety, puzzles stress me out, but I was told if you start from the middle and work your way out, it's a lot easier. I do have the puzzle, and I will put it together at some point. I really want to put it together and frame it. I just need to sit down and do it. I'm just not a puzzle girl, okay? Maybe one day. But yeah, it was such a fun night, and so many people came from so far away, which I was so surprised. I thought it'd be like a lot of local Milwaukeeans. Is that a technical term, or did I just, I don't know. I thought it'd be a lot of locals, and there were a few definitely, but like I talked to so many people and they were like, oh, I drove an hour and a half. I drove 2 hours. Like some people, a handful of people drove from Michigan, which I'm like, are you for real? For us? Like you drove all that way for us on a Wednesday? Like what? But it was seriously, it made me so happy. And meeting you guys made me so happy. Like, talking to so many of you, we took so many photos, and people brought us gifts, which is so insane. Like, I still can't wrap my head around it. Like, Megan brought me a bottle of wine. Thank you, Megan. Mackenzie made me a friendship bracelet and the sweetest note. Thank you, Mackenzie. Emily made us Carmelitas. Okay, you guys. I was talking to a group of people, and Emily, you know, was in the group, and she was like, she had this green Tupperware, and I was like, ooh. I noticed, because we were checking people in the beginning, I noticed her come in with that. But I honestly was like, oh, maybe she has like a food allergy and brought something like that she can eat, whatever. And I didn't really think anything of it. And then she was like, these are for you guys. And I was like, shut the front door. You made us these? What? And she's apparently, I've never been on live television before. Apparently she's famous for them and like sells them under the table at work, which I love, but they were so freaking good. Oh my gosh. And the fact that somebody took the time out of their day to make something for us, and especially like a baked good like that is out of love, which thank you, Emily. They were freaking amazing. And I got the recipe from her, and I'm going to make them because they were so good. But yeah, it was so nice meeting you guys. It was so nice seeing a lot of people came alone, and I honestly was kind of surprised. I was thinking more people would come in groups, but I'm so glad so many people came alone, because originally we wanted it to be more of like a socialization thing and making friends and connecting with others. And obviously it wasn't just healthcare workers. Like, there were plenty of other people there. We opened it up to everyone. We wanted everyone, because self-care is for everybody. And it was just so cool seeing people connect and make friends with one another. And like, I mean, that's like what we wanted, you know, that was what we hoped for. But actually seeing our vision and our dreams happen and come true, like, it was just so surreal. Like, I'm like, this is happening. It's all happening. And it all happened so fast. And the night seriously flew by, like, and I can't believe how many people came. Like, it's seriously insane. And Mel and I are definitely like critical and evaluate ourselves, and then, you know, nitpicked at a few things that like we wish could have gone better. And obviously there's always room for improvement, you know, like that's just how things are. And if we do another event, like, we're of course going to try to do bigger, better, whatever. And I'm like myself trying to be like, okay, you know, don't be too picky about things. Don't pick things apart. Like, because the amount of messages that we've received and comments and emails, and we literally, Mel and I have a whole iCloud photo sharing album of all the sweet messages and photos and everything that we've received and feedback, because it seriously means so much to us. And like, we just want to take it all in and soak it all in. And it's so overwhelming, but so amazing. And we're just so grateful, so thankful. Like, it means so much that people had fun and people benefited from it and people enjoyed their time and people made friends and made connections and had a night of self-care. And there were so many moms there. There was teachers, social workers, respiratory therapists, like so many people. I think someone was an accountant, they said, or something in business. I don't even know. But which is, I love that. Like, we all need self-care. We all deserve to take care of ourselves. And it means so much to me that so many people came and so many people felt fulfilled and had a night to take care of themselves, because that's all we wanted. And it seriously makes me emotional, because I'm so passionate about it. Self-care is so freaking important. And if we can spread that message to as many people as we can, that's all I could want, you know, because burnout is real. We've both been there. Like, it's so real. And if we can connect and take care of ourselves and talk about it and give each other resources, I think it makes it a little easier, you know, and that's all I could want. It was great. I mean, people came in, I think, at 5:45. Some people stayed until like 9:30. It was such a surreal, fast, I mean, it flew by, like, 3, almost 4 hours flew by. Like, it's crazy how fast the time went by, but it was the most amazing event, and I hope that we can do more and spread the love everywhere. You know, every state needs some self-care. Every person needs some self-care. So, of course, you know, big goals, big dreams, big visions. We would love to go everywhere, or at least I would. But, you know, obviously, I don't know how possible that is. It's definitely hard. And, like, this was not something, like, we put so many hours into this. And, you know, our big thing was, like, trying to keep it affordable for everybody. Like, tickets were the lowest we can make them. They were $40. And, like, we hoped that with all the raffle prizes and everything and the swag bags that people would hopefully find that justifiable. Obviously, like, there were expenses with the event and the event space and everything. So it was like, okay, how can we make this affordable but also pay for the things we have to get to make the event happen? So it definitely was something that we really, really wanted to make it accessible for the majority of people to come, because that's, I mean, self-care is so important and we want people to be able to get it, you know? But it was so good. I will talk about it forever. And afterwards, we cleaned up and said goodbye to everyone and went back home. I realized, like, I had not eaten since breakfast that morning, and, like, the rush of everything. We were so busy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. So that pasta leftovers came in clutch. It was so good. Even warmed up, reheated. It was amazing. And we literally, we're all exhausted. We sat on the couch. Trish went to bed. She was so tired. But we sat on the couch and we, like, all hugged each other and just talked about the event and talked about the good things, the bad. I mean, there wasn't really any bad, but the good things and just, like, all of our great interactions and all the great feedback and, like, what we think we could do better next time. And then we were like, oh my gosh, like, it happened. We did it. It was just the craziest feeling. I mean, and then we all got sick. Mel didn't get sick, I don't think. But we all felt basically like we got hit by a truck, right? It was exhausting. We stayed up way too late every single day. We didn't sleep enough. We weren't eating healthy. We weren't drinking enough water. We were going, burning the candle at both ends. It was so worth it, though, of course. But yeah, we came back home Thursday. We got breakfast in the morning. I dropped Nicole off at O'Hare on my way home. And I was like, I am so tired. I got home, I showered, I put on pajamas. I got home at like 5 or 6 o'clock and I put on pajamas. I drank an Element and I was like, okay, I'm not moving off this couch until I move to my bed. I'm so tired. And honest, I mean, I worked Friday, but I was exhausted Friday. I finally feel like I'm recovered now a week later. It was just go, and it's only been more go since then. Like, I went to the Olivia Rodrigo concert on Saturday. Not the best timing, but such a great concert. And then I'm leaving for Mexico for a little less than a week, so this is gonna be my recoup trip. But yeah, I really just wanted to make this episode to do a little recap and always remember these memories also, because it's so special and I just feel so loved. Everyone that went to the event, I hope you all feel loved and you are loved even if you didn't come to the event. Of course, I didn't mean it like that, but just really wanted to soak in these memories and share about it, because I know a lot of you that weren't able to come or weren't local were asking, and I hope that we can do more in the future and let us know where we should go. But yeah, I'm just so thankful and so excited for the future and what's to come. And I love you guys so much, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will talk more soon, and I promise I'm going to try to get back on the podcast game. Okay, life was just crazy there for a little bit. I know I always say this, but life was crazy. But I love you guys. Make sure you follow me on everything at BriBri the Nurse, and we'll talk soon. Love you. Bye.